The pros and cons of outsourcing. Most U.S. shoppers have become accustomed to purchasing products manufactured or grown in foreign countries. Occasionally, there is some backlash to this trend, with Buy American campaigns rising up, but these tend to fade quickly due to consumer apathy to the realities of global capitalism. The allure of dependable but cheap products has proven to be more powerful than any ambivalent feelings people may have concerning potential downsides of international business expansion. And as it happens, it is commonplace that even our preferred familiar brands, from TVs to athletic shoes to various assorted sundries, are no longer produced domestically, so we are often hard-pressed to buy American, even if we want to. One of the factors propelling this development is the increasingly common practice of outsourcing labor. Outsourcing has been a frequently used buzzword since the 1980s. It originally referred to the practice of turning over non-core operations of a business or enterprise to an external entity, domestic or foreign, with expertise in managing those operations. For example, a pharmaceutical company may contract with an outside company that specializes in conducting clinical trials to test the effectiveness of new drugs. Today, outsourcing has become so pervasive that just about every company in the world employs it in some way or another. Economists and CIOs view it as an imperative business strategy for companies that wish to bolster their competitive edge by improving cost-effectiveness, efficiency, and flexibility. However, in recent years, outsourcing has come to be associated primarily with the more controversial practice of diverting domestic operations to overseas entities, especially in developing countries, also known as offshoring or offshore outsourcing. The transformation of the world economy that began in the last decades of the previous century has been consistently accompanied by intense criticism and dire predictions. Critics of offshore outsourcing say that it causes turmoil in domestic labor markets due to rampant unemployment as jobs are outsourced to cheap foreign laborers in other countries. They also question the ethics of outsourcing, claiming the practice is not humane because it exploits workers in less industrialized nations, where rights and safety may not be protected by law or affiliation with labor unions. They cite notorious sweatshop abuse cases, in which workers have been forced to endure draconian conditions for meager wages. Finally, they contend that outsourcing is not a secure way to improve productivity and efficiency, since global workers tend to demand higher salaries and more benefits as their standard of living improves. Proponents of foreign outsourcing see it as a win-win situation. They admit that outsourcing may cause some initial job losses due to layoffs or terminations, but claim that this is more than made up for by the number of new and better jobs created in a robust economy. For example, a group of American programmers who lost their jobs when they were outsourced to Asia were re-employed as software engineers as more positions opened up. Furthermore, lower production costs result in lower prices for domestic consumers, which means it is easier for them not only to make ends meet, but also to enjoy luxuries they couldn't afford before. As for the working conditions for foreign workers, companies say they have taken measures to guarantee that subcontracted foreign entities are in compliance with basic fair labor practices and that workers receive livable wages, where previously they may have been at best barely able to eke out a living. While the opposing sides on the outsourcing issue are not likely to see eye to eye on these points anytime soon, it appears outsourcing is here to stay, at least for the immediate future. All major corporations today list outsourcing as a significant part of their growth strategy, with India luring the most business. From the company's point of view, they have a right to increase their profits, and outsourcing is a legal and pragmatic means to achieve this goal. They offer reassurance in the fact that U.S. jobless rates have been persistently low over the past several years, and that the overall economic impact has been positive, both here and abroad. As they see it, change itself is neutral, and it is our reaction to it that is either negative or positive. Ultimately, it is flexibility in the face of change that will allow individuals as well as large corporations to be beneficiaries in the age of globalization. 1. What did outsourcing originally refer to? Two. What do critics of offshore outsourcing think will happen?